This morning, drivers get their first chance to bypass Eau Claire on a new freeway after more than a decade of development.
Well, what we will do is, starting probably about 10 o'clock, is start the process of opening it up.
Brent Pickard is communications manager for the Department of Transportation's Northwest Region. He says the current highway has had much more traffic than it was ever designed to handle and has averaged a crash a day over the past 10 years.
Right now, you have 40,000 to 60,000 cars a day on Old 53 Hastings Way, and you have about a dozen stoplights to go through. As soon as we open this up, we anticipate that about half of those vehicles will move out to the 53 freeway, and for those vehicles, there will be no stoplights that they go through.
Pickard has driven both sections with a stopwatch to calculate the time saved for some of those who have experienced a 40-minute bottleneck on a busy Friday afternoon.
What this will do is make it an 8-minute trip to make that stretch, because it's 65 miles an hour from the time you get on the freeway all the way up to Superior.
Early in the long planning process for the new Highway 53 bypass, local residents, lawmakers, and transportation officials argued over whether the new road should be an inner or outer bypass east of Eau Claire. In 1994, a $79 million inner route was chosen. Its final cost ended up around $121 million. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.